The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now. And you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show, you're on the air.
Yo.
Whoa, it's, KV. It's KV, Kurt Vile.
No, just KV.
Just KV. Sorry. So you just go by KV. What's up, KV? It's Kurt Vile, the rock star.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much.
I'm here. Congratulations on your new best show. Okay. I'm in Athens with Kyle. We're just cranking out the hits as usual. So.
Okay. So Kurt Vile. The guy who brought the world smoke rings for my Halo, the hit album.
And others. Yeah.
Are you recording now?
Yeah, I've been recording for a while, but my van broke down, you know, my famous van that Yellow Man borrowed once. it broke down, so I came to get it, but I'm making use of the time by just like, you know, patching up overdubs and such. But yeah, it's going to be good eventually. I mean, it's good now, but eventually it'll come out. I don't know.
And this is for a new album of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yep.
I can't wait. Yep. It's time. Yep. It's time for more Kurt Vile music. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's about time. I've been waiting. I can't wait till it comes out. I just can't wait for some new good music,
you're gonna have some long songs on it this time, like last time.
I think that I probably will. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's already long songs, and but not like a million long songs, not
sure,
like 10 minute songs.
No. So what everybody wants to know, Kurt? Look, it's all well and good that we hear from you, international rock star Kurt Vile.
Yeah, I was just excited for your show. I didn't even really know. I just wanted to. It was actually amazing because it was just busy for so long, and then I just assumed it would be busy, and then it went through. Mm-hmm. Here I am. What does everybody want to know?
About Jell-O Man. What Jell-O Man's been up to.
You know, he's back to, He's a little in debt from all his wise choices in life, and one being that, like, his sprinter Well, he bought two Sprinters. One was a lemon, so he left it on the side of the road in Florida or something. And then the next one, he sort of flaunts his thing, which I understand why he does it, but he's not always the wisest. But he was going to all these festivals, you know, like with his T-shirts with his face on it, blah blah blah. You know, it's not very inconspicuous, but there, certain people work at these same festivals. He got busted so many times. He went to one big festival, and the next one was Bonnaroo, and he totally got like staked out by like the Bonnaroo Secret Service.
Yeah,
and they just took his Sprinter and auctioned it off. Basically, they basically got a hotel room next to his and staked him, like watched him go to Walmart and got a hotel room next to his. Watched his whole, they totally staked him out, and then they. Then when he got into Bonnaroo, they took him and they put them all in the slammer. And but they're fine.
It's good.
You know, just a slap on the wrist. But then they auctioned off his Sprinter. Oh. I actually feel bad saying all that juice. Yeah. But then again, he did say when he stole my Vans.
Oh, you're evening. That now we're all even.
Yep.
KV and Jello Man.
No, but I was going to say is he came out to L.A. It was fun. He does a good job with like. Video and stuff. He was videotaping a lot of studio footage when we were recording in Burbank, and yeah, he's fun to have around. Obviously, he just had a little growing up to do.
No, he's a really good guy. I think Jello Man is a really good guy, and I think he just I just want him to be safe. That's all I want. I just want.
Yeah, he's safe. He's safe now.
Good.
He's safe. By the way, did you ever go to college?
I went to community college. Oh. And then I why did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Do we want to ask what school I went to?
What school did you go to?
All of them.
All of them. I have no idea what that means.
Harvard Law College, University.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We were having fun last night making a bunch of stupid jokes, but I guess that went over your head.
I think it might have gone. Yeah. Yeah, it went over my head, Kurt. You're right. Oh. Are you going to come by here? We got to get you by to come up here.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to come by. I also, yeah, when can I just come by anytime as usual?
Even
of
course.
If Ted Leo there?
You come by anytime you want.
What if Ted Leo's there?
Then you can come by and you'll be here with Ted Leo.
All right.
Well, what's that mean? I don't even know what that means.
I know, I'm just kidding.
You're so competitive with anybody. Anybody
no,
who holds a guitar.
It's a joke.
Anybody who holds a guitar, you consider to be.
He doesn't hold a guitar.
Sure he does. Look, I get it. I talk into a microphone. And I consider anyone who talks into a microphone somebody that I'm in some eternal foot race with.
Wait, I talk into a microphone.
No, but you sing into a microphone. You're off on your own. We're not in a foot race.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about Ted Leo.
I know.
I actually said that to you last time I was on your show.
Don't worry, you're...
A long time ago, when I was a child.
But look, you like... I've said this before. You like six albums. You like Rumors.
Yeah.
You like...
No, I don't like Rumors anymore.
Okay. So Rumors, so you like five albums. This is what I always said. You're like five albums. You're like Black and Blue, Black and Blue by the Rolling Stones, and four Kurt Vile albums.
Well, I like Cherry Baby. Yeah. Oh, so does John Worcester likes Cherry Baby. Oh, Cherry, oh, Cherry Baby too.
He does. Yes, he does.
Told you.
All right, KV. We're gonna get you up here. I can't wait.
Yeah. But you know the blurb I gave you on your
on the box set
for your CD.
Yeah,
yeah. I actually wish I had it in front of them, but I think one time for your show, it should be like one of those like kind of heavy like what is it like a commercial or something? It'd be like it's like Sharpling and Worcester are the ultimate dynamic duo from another dimension of comedy.
Uh huh.
Previously Uncharted, presently Untouchable. I would know. I only stalk the best.
All right, KV. I'm going to wind you down.
Yeah, I know. I got to get back to tracking.
Oh, okay.
But congrats on the show. You're going to wind me down with what? Are you going to say something to me?
No, no. I'm going to wind you. I got wind down the call. I only have an hour left in the show.
No, that's fine. But, yeah, I'll come by. I'll give you a call, but I'll come by and hang at the studio.
Of course. But let me know when you're back home. We'll hang out.
All right,
buddy. You take care.
Yeah. All right.
Bye. Oh, KV. I can't get a handle on you sometimes. But I love you. I love you, KV. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.